Good morning and Happy New Year. Plans going out the window. I went away middle of the week. We got back at 10:30 last night and Matt had asked me if I'd share something. So before we went away, I jotted some things down. This morning, a few other ideas came into my head. And as I've been sat here, I've got this voice saying, I don't want you to say any of the things that you prepared. So please bear with me. Plans out the window, and I will try to go with what God is saying at the minute about what I was planning to say. Partway through last year, I think 2015, I went to a conference, School of Prophecy, at Bath City Church, and one of the things that spoke to me was that if I was in any way to be able to speak God's word, to be able to prophesy, was that I needed to know the Bible. And I didn't feel I knew the Bible very well. I'm not very good at quoting chapter and verse. And this morning, God spoke to me and said, the little book you started with. And so I went groveling around and found the little book, little, that I started with. And this has to go back, I would think, middle 2000s. And I just started jotting down verses when they spoke to me. And what I missed doing to start with was writing the date and the context of it. But it started because I did have one verse that had spoken to me for years, and I could never remember where it was. Now, those of you who are really good at your Bibles wouldn't have a problem, but I knew which book it was in, but could I remember the chapter and verse? No, I never could. And so I have it written down somewhere, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. And I don't know that. I do sometimes, but not always. I cannot quote chapter and verse. But I did, one of the first times I wrote something down, as some of you will remember, nine years ago this very week, my second son, James, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was that came to my mind this morning, was that I'd actually written down something. It was while he was poorly, but we had our ups and downs through that, as any of you who've gone through that will know. And the vocabulary that I had never heard of before was flooding in, and you're trying to make sense of all these things. And this was partway through his treatment, I've written down, it was from Psalm 130, expect the morning. However long the night, the morning will come, and the Lord's unfailing love will break through. And I've written down underneath that, James was in hospital Friday night, home on Saturday. His white blood cell count had plummeted. Neutropenic, yeah, I've written it and I can't understand. You say, I haven't had to use it. But I wrote it down, and it was a horrible time. But that's not really what I'm here about. I'm here about the Bible, and just that starting small, and Hannah speaking about reading large chunks, and I couldn't have done that as a mum. I just couldn't have done it. I did my Bible reading. I used Bible notes, which I love. Which might be a chapter, it might be a few verses, and there's a breakdown about it, and I now use a study Bible, and I use the study notes. But following on from this conference, I thought, I really need to know it better. I need to know what's in it, and how can I do it? And so a year ago, I made a New Year's resolution. And I didn't tell anybody about it for a long, long while because I really wasn't sure if I could keep this New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution of 2016 was to do something I had never done before, and that was to read the Bible, all of it. I finished this morning. I have to say, though, whilst it started, I was absolutely loving it. Loved going through Deuteronomy and Numbers. I didn't expect to, but I did. But the last few months have been extremely hard work. I can't say that I've had great things happening as I've read. A lot of what I've read recently, I think I really, really need to read again. Really. And as the year was coming on, I was thinking, well, if you've done something like this year, whatever, what do you follow it up with? And I really felt I've actually, just reading it, I actually need to go in depth and I need to pick bits out and go in depth to it, with it. And I realise, actually, that I am not somebody who's ever, ever going to be able to quote chapter and verse. When I was growing up and all my friends knew the words of all the pop songs, I could never learn them. I just don't have that sort of mind. But just starting small and writing down odd verses when they hit you and being able to refer back to them, then had a second one. I have actually moved up. I use bigger books now and I write more notes down with the hope that they actually mean something. And so it's not that I've read the Bible this year. I don't think that's the big thing. I think it's that actually there's so much in here and it's finding what's right for you at the right time. And the work, again, as the morning went on, there was just a couple of things that I've scribbled that I just want to share. And I can't remember now who it was who said it, but I've right at the very beginning of this, and I don't know when I wrote it. Oh, yes, I do. March 2012. It was from Ephesians. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And I've written in capital letters underneath. Have you made a habit of listening for God's direction? And on the first day of a new year, I just think that's such a valuable time just to stop and listen to what God's saying to you for the new year. Jeremiah, this is what the Lord says. I think this is so appropriate for a new year. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. And I just want to finish with a prayer, but a prayer from here for everybody. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with every good thing for doing his will. And may he work in us, that's all of us. May he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.